I'm Marco Werman with The World. There is a gas station across the street from our studio here in Boston, and I can see through the newsroom window that the price today is $2.29 a gallon. Low gas prices are good news for consumers here, not so good for oil-producing nations like Venezuela. The South American country has seen its revenues from oils drop, and it's now in a deep recession with high inflation and big shortages for necessities like milk, sugar, even condoms, everything. But Venezuela still has one thing going for it. It's got the world's cheapest gasoline, though maybe not for much longer. Andrew Rosati has more from Caracas.
I hop into a cab in western Caracas, driven by William Rivas. His ride? A 1980 Chevy Malibu. William was struggling to make ends meet as a delivery man, so he quit and started using his car as a taxi.
A regular wage just isn't enough to cover groceries and support a family anymore. I had to start driving a cab. Now things are looking up.
That's because even though prices are soaring here, gasoline is still unbelievably cheap, about 4 cents a gallon.
Gas is practically giving away here. It cost me less than a dollar to fill up for the entire day, about 16 gallons.
But Venezuela's nearly free ride may be coming to an end. Oil accounts for about 95% of the country's exports. So the global price slump really hurts. The government can no longer afford the $15 billion a year it spends on gas subsidies.
Aquí en esta Asamblea Nacional.
At his State of the Union address last month, President Nicolas Maduro broached the subject.
De que vayamos a un régimen.
We need to move to a system where the prices are balanced and just. I believe it's necessary. We need to take this step. I open the debate in the National Assembly today.
But raising gas prices is a very touchy topic here. When the government did it in 1989, it sparked riots. Hundreds of people were killed, and prices haven't been touched since 1996. So this time, the government has launched a PR campaign to get the public on board. In this ad, a vendor is selling empanadas at an extreme loss.
In Venezuela,
the voice here says, in Venezuela, something similar is happening with the price of gasoline. It costs 35 times less than it does to produce. But there's concern that scaling back the subsidies will only make life harder here, says William, the cab driver.
People are scared because prices are already going up, and if they raise the price of gasoline, everything will get more expensive. It could be a disaster.
And economists like Estrubo Oviedo's are skeptical the government would raise prices enough to make a difference.
Que tenemos prácticamente 18 años que en Venezuela no.
He says it's been practically 18 years since the last increase, so whatever increase is done now needs to be huge for the state to reap any benefit. A government already faced with low popularity and social tension is probably afraid to do anything big. The government hasn't specified how or when it intends to raise gas prices. So for now, William says he'll keep driving a cab, getting the most out of the world's cheapest gasoline while he still can. For The World, I'm Andrew Rosati, in Caracas, Venezuela.